السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, our Master, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family, upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is his last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us and has told all the humanity that ittaqullah, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, be conscious of Allah, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you ought to have it, and do not let death come to you unless you have submitted yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are approaching the day of Hajj. Inshallah, it will be on Monday. And unfortunately, because of COVID, the number is restricted. But there will be people, inshallah, who will be performing Hajj. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them, keep them safe, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable Ummah, people of the Ummah are from around the world, inshallah, to go to the house of Allah, to Mecca and Medina, and to perform their Hajj as they used to do in a regular way, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those places and keep them safe. Safe from every problem, from every difficulty, whether they are diseases, viruses, pandemics, or upheavals, social and political problems. May Allah keep the sacred places safe. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bring, inshallah, the Masjid al-Aqsa, the city of Jerusalem, a safe place for the Ummah, for the Muslims, inshallah. So it is a very pleasant time. It is a very special time. And we should spend, as we mentioned last week, spend these days in more tasbih, tahleel, takbir, and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repeat, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And especially the day of Arafah is one of the greatest days of Islam, one of the greatest days for the humanity. So it, that day should be spent more in devotion, inshallah. And if you can fast, it's highly emphasized to fast on that day, inshallah. And it will be, inshallah, expiation, a kafara for our shortcomings, for our mistakes that we did in the past, or we might do later. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and keep us always on the right path. So Hajj, my brothers and sisters, Hajj is an obligation. It is the fifth pillar of Islam, but it has a special relationship with Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam's family, especially Hajra alayhi salam and the son Ismail alayhi salam. So this family played a very important role. Ibrahim alayhi salam, messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought the family from Jerusalem, from the area surrounding Jerusalem in the Canaan area. And he brought his wife Hajra, young wife Hajra, and his baby son Ismail, brought them all the way to Mecca. At that time, Mecca was, was established long time before, but after the flood of Nuh alayhi salam, everything was ruined. So it was a desolate place. There was no city at that time. There was no population at that time. But he brought them in that place, because that is the place of Kaaba. And he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayr zi zar'in in the baytikal muharram. Lord, I brought my family to live here in this valley of no cultivation, no fruit, no vegetables, nothing, no water even. I brought them here in this place because here is your house. Your blessed house is here. So I brought them here. Rabbana li yuqimu salah. Lord, so that they pray. And let the heart of the people incline towards that place and provide for them. Provide for them. There's nothing there but to provide for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the prayer, Ibrahim alayhi salam left his wife and his child there. And there is a story that says that when Ibrahim alayhi salam was leaving to back after leaving Hajra and Ismail, Hajra asked him, for whom, on whom you are leaving us? He did not answer. Second time she asked him, and he did not answer. Third time she asked him, and then he said, because of Allah. So he said, isn't La Yuzayyawana? So she said, then he will not make us perish. He will take care of us. And so Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she played a very important role. She is the one who took care of Ismail. She raised him up alone, single-handedly. She raised him up. She took good care of him for his tarbiyah, for his training, for his spiritual training, for his moral training. And she is the one who helped the city to flourish. She made negotiation with Jurhum, the tribe of Jurhum, that they saw the water in that area. So they came and they asked, can we stay? And here Hajra negotiated with them. So she established the city, she established the culture, she established civilization, she established the people. And that shows that women can play a very important role. From the very beginning, Islam has recognized that. She herself did that. And so a lot of things that you have in Hajj, they are connected with the way of Hajra, radiallahu ta'ala anha, with the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when we go and make sa'i between Safa and Marwa, what is sa'i of Safa and Marwa? What does it represent? It represents Hajra as moving between two hills, looking for water. And this is now millions of Hajjaj do that, and they have been doing that for thousands of years. So that is the significance of this family. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was a man of sacrifice. He sacrificed a lot of things. He lived in a good family. His home was there in Ur, but he believed in one God. His father was a polytheist. He used to make idols. He used to sell them and worship them. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam said, these are not gods. And he asked his father to believe in one God. But father became angry with him. And he said, I am going to stone you to death. Get out of my house. And so that Ibrahim alayhi salam had to leave. And he left the house. And then he went. And then after that, the people of the city, they realize that Ibrahim is not believing in the gods of the people. So they became angry with him. And they wanted to throw him into the ditch of fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And so the fire became cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then he made the hijrah. He made the hijrah. Inni muhajirun ila rabbi. I'm making a hijrah for the sake of my Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. So Ibrahim alayhi salam's life is a life of sacrifice, life of obedience, submission. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبَّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لَرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. His Lord told him, أَسْلِمْ, be Muslim. And he said, I submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the life of submission and obedience, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجَهُهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَنِيفٌ وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And who is better in religion than the one who submits himself to Allah, submits his face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and does good deeds, and follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the pure in faith, hanif. Hanif means pure in faith. وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah took Ibrahim as friend. اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. This is an honor that Allah gave to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah called him my friend. Of course, there is no equality between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not friend equality, equality among friends. There is no one equal to Allah. Ibrahim is the slave of Allah. Ibrahim is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But being a slave, being a servant, being a messenger of Allah, also he is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is an honor that Allah gave him. It's a great honor to be called Khalilullah. And it is mentioned, Imam Ibn Kathir rahmahullah, in his tafsir he said that when the angel said to him that Allah has took you as his friend, he said, Bima ittakhadhani khalila. Why he took me as his friend? He said, because you give without asking. You ask and you give to people. You take care of the people. You don't ask them who they are, from where they are. You give them without asking. So generosity of Ibrahim alayhi salam, sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, hospitality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, submission of Ibrahim alayhi salam, these are the things that gave him the honor that Allah chose him as his friend. And brothers and sisters, of course, there is big difference between us and Ibrahim alayhi salam. How is the Suraya and as the Sarah? different between the heaven and the earth. We are not even the dust of his feet. But we can also become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can become also the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to some extent by following the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, follow the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was following the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah said, Tabi' millata Ibrahim hanifa. Follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to his Isra and Mi'raj, he met Ibrahim alayhi salam at the seventh heaven. And then he described how Ibrahim alayhi salam looked like. And he said, Ashbahu bi sahibikum. He looked like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very much like Muhammad Azam, because he was Muhammad Azam in his family, his grandson, great grandson. So he looked like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Ibrahim Alayhi Salam received him, Marhaba bin Nabi Salih bil Ibn Salih. Welcome to this pious prophet and a pious son. So Ibrahim Alayhi Salam and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very close to each other. And that's why Rasulullah SAW, when he said that we pray in every prayer, whether it is for the sunnah or nafl, in every prayer we mention the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Ibrahim alayhi salam and to family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, my brothers and sisters, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam is the way of Iman, the way of Islam, and the way of sacrifice. And one of the ways of sacrifice Ibrahim alayhi salam is that what we'll be doing in this Ayyam al-Tashriq, that is after the Eid prayer, that is the sacrifice, which is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to do that, and he told his community to do that. It is not, not everybody, but those who can afford it, they should do that. If even if one person in the family does it, it's enough for the whole family. But it is a good sunnah. It is a reminder. It is out of love. Out of love, that you love Ibrahim alayhi salam, you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why you make sacrifice. And this sacrifice is not just the sacrifice of animal. It is your own devotion, your own taqwa. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِ يَنَالَهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah says, Allah does not need the blood, Allah does not need the flesh, but Allah needs your taqwa. And your taqwa, by doing that, you are showing your piety, your taqwa, your consciousness, your awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very important to do the sacrifice, but at the same time, sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for show off, not for anything else, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also to help the poor and the needy. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرَّ. You eat from it as well as give the food, the meat to the poor and the needy. And there are a lot of people in the world who do not get meat. There are a lot of people, millions of people who do not get meat or not get it as often as we get it. So it is important that people, we should share with those who do not have it. And this brings, of course, the consciousness of their people how to help. But the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam is, my brothers and sisters, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam is that to have your whole life in obedience to Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa muhyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika lah. Wa bithalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. That's the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. My prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying is for Allah. So if this is the way of Khalilullah. Khalilullah or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Habibullah. And also in one of the hadith it's called Khalilullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also took him as Khalil. So Khalilullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friend of Allah, means that your life become the life devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika lah. There is no partner. That's the Hujjaj say. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. This labbaik. I'm here at your service, O Allah. There is no partner with you. Kingdom belong to you. Divinity belong to you. That is the declaration. That is the call. That is the song of the believers when they are in ihram. And then Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Allah is great. Allah is great. Allah is great. There is no God except Allah. These are the declarations. And this should become the life of the people. So from morning till evening, you know, we have to ask this question. Every day we should ask this question. That is, how is my Islam? Islam is not just a title. Islam is just not a name only. Islam is character. Islam is behavior. Islam is soul. What is inside you? That is what Islam is. And that is your living and your death for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every morning and every evening we should remind ourselves. We should remind ourselves. How is my Islam today? How have been? When you go to sleep, you ask the question that what did I do today? Is my Islam good? Did I make any mistakes? If I make any mistakes, I have to repent. I have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. I have said, Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzaltu bi nabiyyika alladhi arsalt. Wallah, I believe in your book that you sent. I believe in your prophet whom you sent. Allahumma inni bismika amutu wa ahya. Wallah, in your name I am going to die. And in your name I am going to live. And sleep is a reminder of death. Sleep is a reminder of death. So in your name my life, and in your name my living, in your name is my dying and my living. And then when you get up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Thank be to Allah who gave me life back. So I'm up. And to him is my resurrection. So morning reminds you of the day of resurrection. Morning reminds you about how people are going to rise up from their grave. And then emphasize this point. That is, inshallah, the day will be in obedience to Allah. The way will be, that is, the way of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi and all the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what it means to be the Khalilullah or to follow the Khalilullah. That is the messenger of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi and Ismail alayhi salam, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our example. Ulaika alladhina hadallahu fa bihudahu muqtadih. As Allah says, those are the people whom were guided and follow their guidance. So Islam is the way of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam did not start in the 7th century of the common era. Islam started from the beginning. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the founder of Islam. Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger of Islam. And it started from Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. All of them are the prophets of Islam. And the way and Islam is the way of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the way that we should follow, and this is the way we should live, and this is the way to invite humanity towards that. And Eid is reminding us about that. Hajj reminds us about that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and keep us on the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. As you were reminded that unfortunately the situation of COVID is still there and it is increasing in some parts of our Southern California. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this, but it's still there. So you have to take precautions. Be careful, especially when we are in gatherings. I'm speaking, that's why I don't have the mask. It's very difficult to say. Don't follow this example, but when you are there, so you have the mask inside. And keep that, inshallah. So speakers can be exempted, inshallah, for that. But a mask is important. And talk to take all the precautions that are needed precautions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. We have some people who are not well. We make dua for them. We pray for Brother Shabbir Ahmad, Brother Asim Sayyid, Brother Qadir Siddiqui, and Brother Abdul Hamid Patel. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shifa anta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa an la yugadiru suqma. And also pray for our dear brother Shabbir Dada Bhai, husband of Dr. Aisha Simji. He just passed away a few hours ago. He was not well. We've been making dua for him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the place in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give patience to the family. Brother Shabbir has been associated with the Islamic Society for a long time, and he has done a lot of services for the Islamic Society of Orange County. May Allah bless him and reward him for all the good that he did, and give patience to his relative, to his friend, to his wife, and to all of us. Also pray for the maghfirah of Dr. Abdul Muhsin Khan. He was at the Madina Islamic University. He translated the Quran as well as Sahih al-Bukhari. He passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and reward him for his good deeds. Also pray for Hafizullah Jatoi in Pakistan. He passed away. Brother Muhammad Hussain Khan passed away. There will be funeral prayers for him tomorrow after Zuhr prayer. And we might be able to, inshallah, have the prayer for Shabbir Dada Bhai. I don't know yet, it's not final, but we can make the announcement for that. So, but there will be a funeral prayer tomorrow at Zuhr, after Zuhr, for Muhammad Hussain Khan. Also, for Brother Tawheed Hassan passed away. Please pray for him. He passed away because of COVID-19. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, bless all the people who passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim ruzulahum wa sa'i mudkhalahum. Allahumma asil khatayahum bil ma'i wa salji wal barad. Allahumma naqqihim min al-zunubi wal khataya kama yunqqa thawb al-abyad min al-danas. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار. ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استووا واستقيموا Please keep your lines straight. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعل لي مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن شاء الله we'll have few announcements. Kindly stay for a few minutes. We have two checks found. So if you are missing your checks, a substantial amount, please come and tell us who you are so that we can give you those checks. They are already endorsed and signed. I'm glad that nobody deposited them.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a couple of quick reminders to reiterate the upcoming Eid programs. Eid will be on Tuesday, July 20th, and beginning on Monday, July 19th, we will have a community iftar for the day of Arafah. The cost is $2 per person, and the event has been generously sponsored by someone, but the cost will cover the cleaning and the logistics, inshallah. Please buy your tickets in advance online so we can coordinate with the caterer in order to accommodate everyone who intends on coming, inshallah. Masks will be required to this event and all other events, regardless of your vaccination status. We'll have two Eid Salahs on Tuesday, the first beginning at 7 a.m. with Sheikh Shahid, and the second one at 9 a.m. with Dr. Siddiqui. The doors to the masjid will open at 6:15 a.m. for arrival for the first Salah. Takbirat will be at 6:30, and for the second Salah, arrival is at 8:15. Takbirat will start at 8:30 with the Salah starting at 9 a.m., inshallah. Just to reiterate as well, please coordinate your transportation, arrive early, utilize Uber or Lyft if you have to, so that we can accommodate the large demand that we have for Eid Salah. There are no reservations or bookings required at this time, unlike last Eid, so please just come and attend, but be mindful of the logistics and the coordination. We will have drop-off zones, so you can drop off your family if you have to park further away, or again, use Uber or Lyft. And masks are required for everybody, regardless of your vaccination status. Please, if you are not vaccinated or if you are at risk, use your best judgment and be mindful of the community and the spread of the Delta variant and all the efforts going on to continue to mitigate the risk so that we can continue having programs at the masjid and all around us, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.